谢谢那个，我们George 能够为我来做这个传译了。
Praise the Lord that George, Brother George is able to translate for me.
那今天呢，我们能够在这里，能够跟大家来去崇拜。
Today that we are able to come and worship our God together.
这个是一个很特殊的一个情况。
And this is truly very special.
那大家已经经历了整年的那个疫情的情况，在家里呢，这样的而且家里是一个很特殊的情况啊。
For we have experienced a year of quarantine.
有时候呢，我们需要的。就是因为我们能够在家里工作，有些是怕在外面呢感染这个疫情，就不敢出去。
Some of us, because of the pandemic, we are afraid to get out of our house.
但是呢，我们知道有很多的事情是怎么样去带领我们走这条很特殊的路的事情。
So we need many guides to lead us to go through this trial.
究竟怎么样的可以带领我们走这条路的呢？
And how can we find a path to go through this difficulty?
有什么是历久强生的东西引领我们走前面的路的呢？
Is there anything that's everlasting can lead us to go through this difficult time?
最近在网上的时候，我有机会能够有一个姊妹跟我说：“哎，牧师啊，我很羡慕你对神的话语这么熟悉。
Recently, a sister talked to me online, say, Pastor, I'm very envy of your knowledge about the Bible.
”我跟她说：“其实你都可以这样的，只要你好好去读神的话语。”经过锻炼的时候呢，你都可以这样的。
And I reply, actually, everyone can get familiar with the Bible as long as we are willing to go through the training.
究竟今天神的话语跟你之间的关系是怎么样的一回事的呢？
So the question is, what's your relationship with God's word?
今天我们的那个题目就是读经乐。
The topic of today is the joy of reading.
那个究竟我们怎么样去读神的话语，感觉有快乐的呢？
And how can we find happiness by reading God's word?
让我们先来做个祷告，然后我们开始这个旅程。
Let us all come together and pray first before our journey.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为你的话语令我们滋润。
Dear Lord Jesus, because of your words, we are nurtured. We thank you.
那每一次我们来到你的面前，就读你的话语的时候，神啊，你都有很特殊的亮光给我们。
And each time when we come before your words, we have found your new revelation.
但是如果我们没有好好来去读你的话语的时候，我们的心灵就很干涸。
And yet, if we don't pay attention to your words, we realize we are dry inside of our spirit.
当我们今天来到你的面前的时候，求主你的话语好像淋雨一样洒在我们的身上。
And Lord, as we come before your words today, may your words pour down like rain.
让我们能够这个心田能够给滋润。
So that the field of our hearts can be truly nurtured.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，Amen。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
当我来去跟那个姊妹分享，我说你也可以去练习，能够明白神的话语，而且是读经很开心的。
As I just mentioned, when I replied back to that sister, say, you too can experience the joy of reading God's word.
那我就将我自己的读经的习惯呢，跟大家来去分享一下。
So I would like to share how I build up my habit of reading God's word.
那我每一天呢，就是读五篇的诗篇，一章的箴言，一章的新约，一章的旧约。
So the pattern of my daily reading is five psalms in the book of Psalm. And one chapter of Proverb and one chapter of New Testament and one chapter of the Old Testament.
那这样的读经呢，大概花你半个小时左右了。
So by reading in this format, it would take each one of us about half an hour.
当我这读这个这样读的过程当中，我今天就先跟你分享一下诗篇读诗篇的感受。
So as I go through such daily reading, I would like to share with you my experience about reading the book of Psalm.
因为我们今天的题目就是读经乐嘛，那我就觉得单单是读诗篇就可以领受了读经乐的这个感觉。
As the theme of today's sermon is the joy of reading, I would like to share with you just by reading Psalms alone, it can bring a whole lot of joy to us.
因为在诗篇里面有很多位的诗人，这些诗人他们的生活，他们的祷告，他们的唱出来的诗篇，哇，这个过程当中让我们领受到我们跟神之间的关系。
For psalmists express their emotion and their colorful feeling through their writings. And when we get to know the book of Psalms, we too can have that type of relationship with our God.
为什么诗篇会令到我们有这种读经乐的感觉呢？我觉得就是因为我们人生当中有很多的事情惶惶不知前路。
Why the book of Psalm can bring us joy? Because we often have a feeling of loss as we walk on the journey on this earth.
你今天打了疫苗，是不是就不会感染了？
Are you certain that you are safe once you receive vaccine?
前边什么时候那个我们的餐馆是 100% 可以开放的呢？
When we will have a full capacity for our restaurant business.
那打了疫苗，你跑出去的时候，你还戴不戴口罩呢？
So once you receive vaccine, do you still need to wear mask as we go out?
那如果我们教会可以回到实体的那个崇拜的时候，你教会还会不会有线上的那个崇拜加在一起呢？
As we come back in the physical gathering, do we still hold a Zoom meeting online?
在过去这个整个一年当中，你都可以想象，大家都一直在想，一直在猜，一直在悬念，悬念的不知道前面怎么样去走下去。
As we have been through the year of pandemics, we are going through whole lot of uncertainties. We truly have no idea about our future.
我们很想知道前面是怎么样去走法的。
We really seek to know what the certain thing that we can actually walk and follow.
尤其是当电视电影呢，华人的电视电影呢，很多时候都有算命啊，八卦啦、啊、命数啊这些节目在当中的时候。
Especially a lot of media at this time, they broadcast all sort of fortune telling, their palm reading, that sort of thing that even Christians, we try to get some idea about our future.
我们听的时候说胡说八道。
Of course, when some of us, when we hear it, we say, this is nonsense.
但是又有时候我们说说他很有道理、
But and yet sometimes we nod our heads and say, well, this has some truth in it.
那你比方你来在打开一个杂志的时候。
For example, when you open a magazine.
那里面有什么？有星座。
And oftentimes we see sign reading inside of the magazine.
那讲到星座的时候，你看哪一个月呢？
And when it comes to sign reading, which month are you going to look? You're going to pay attention to.
就是你自己生出来的那个月咯。
Most likely, it's your own birthday month.
那你看的时候，哇，可能又说，哎，讲的很有道理哦。
And sometimes you may even agree with the writing on it.
有时候说讲的不对的时候，你说乱来的。
And sometimes if you don't agree, you say this is nonsense.
为什么你会基督徒会这样去看的呢？
And how could a Christian even start to read such a thing?
因为我们都是想要知道前面的路怎么样去走嘛。
For we want to know the future, so we know how to follow.
那我们想要走前面的路的时候，像一个盲人有一支那个棒给他拉着，带着他走前面的路的。
Actually, when we can imagine if we are blind, we need someone to lead our hand so we can walk forward.
弟兄姐妹们，你想一下，神啊，会不会？想要我们知道他的旨意是好像跟我们玩捉迷藏的游戏的呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you think our mighty God who loves us so much, he would like to play hide and seek with us?
那神的旨意是不是不容易明白，就好像藏在某一处的地方的呢？
So is God's will so hard, it's hiding someplace that...It's hard for us to find.
我觉得这个不可能吧。
I don't think that's the case.
但是问题就是我还没有得到读经乐的感受。
It is possible that we feel this way because we don't find the joy of reading God's word.
我常常看神的话语的过程当中，我就觉得，哎呀，我不明白。
Oftentimes when I read God's word, I have questions.And there are things I don't understand.
我没有享受在其中得到乐趣。
I don't enjoy the joy of reading.
这个是第一样，我们没有享受，问题在哪里？
So the first question that we encountered is we couldn't enjoy the reading.
第二个情况，我都觉得很多时候我们没有读经乐，就是因为我们的生活里面有太多的东西压着我们，我们没办法乐起来。
Second hindrance of for us to receive the joy of reading is because there are so much stress in our life that we couldn't breathe, and therefore we couldn't go beyond and start enjoy reading.
所以今天我们就从两点来去学，第一就是享受读经之乐，第二就是要面对我们生活里面的困惑的是什么的一些事情。
And therefore, I would like to share two points with you. First is how could we enjoy the joy of reading? Second is how can we confront and overcome the stress of this life?
当我们说享受读经之乐的时候，我就用我所读的一卷的书叫诗篇来去作为一个例子。
And how can we enjoy the joy of reading? I would like to use the example of how I read the book of Psalm.
那你想一下这个诗篇呢？写诗的人有很多人哦。
As we know, there are many authors, many psalmists,who composed the entire book of Psalms.
明显这些诗人写诗的过程当中都有很多不同的目的。
And there are different motives for the psalmist composed their writings.
所以呢，可以说从我们的生活不同的角度，哎，这些诗人呢，都可能从他们的那个 motive， 他的目的，能够让我们跟他连上去。
So as the psalmist start writing and express their feeling, we can start to connect with them, for they view different things from different angles and perspectives.
但是你有没有想过，诗篇
But do you know there is actually an editorial team who come together and select 150 Psalms to compose into the Book of Psalms of today?
如果是这样的话，这个团队这样编的过程当中，他们讨论啊，分享啊，然后甚至争论啊，然后才编成150篇，1到150这样编出来咯。
So then we can imagine this team, they need some teamwork and discussion in order to arrange this 150 Psalms into the arrangement of today.
你就可以理解，不可能是哦，有150篇的诗篇就排出来，他们一定有他们编排的心思意念的。So
we can imagine those 150 Psalms was not in place randomly, but rather has been arranged and been added in order to deliver some purpose.
那就好像我一直跟你们分享路加福音的时候，路加写路加福音的时候，他一定有开场白，然后怎么样编排到整个路加福音编出来给我们看的。Just
like what I have shared with you before regarding the Gospel of Luke, the author Luke has arranged his writing in a particular way with opening and the center of the content and conclusion at the end.
所以呢，我可以说，如果是从读经乐的过程当中去理解那个编排诗篇的这些编排的团队怎么编出来的过程当中，我发觉头五篇的诗篇好像就是一篇文章的序言的样子。
So if we can have this understanding that the Book of Psalms has been edited and arranged by the team of editors, and then we realize the first psalm, it's more like a prelude of a book.
应该说是头五篇啊。
I would say the first five psalms, it's more like a prologue or prelude of a book.
那当我们看第一篇的时候，
Yet when we focus on the very first psalm,
刚才我们已经读过了，
we have just read before.
这个读下去的时候，觉得呢，是哎，好像是跟我这个人来去分享的。
And we realize this psalm is just like someone is trying to share his personal experience with us.
就是说，当我走到读诗篇的时候， 第一篇就好像对着我来说话的。We
feel this psalmist is speaking to us through someone.
然后我们进到诗篇的第二篇的时候，As
we step into Psalm 2,
这里提到万民。Right
here, it talks about all peoples.
又提到世上的君王。And
talk about the kings of the earth.
提到神宰,
and also the officials and rulers.
然后又提到呢，在耶路撒冷里面呢，立了一个君王在那个耶路撒冷。
And also talk about someone has been anointed in the city of Jerusalem.
还有一个我们中国人最特殊的理解的，就是全圣子。
And there is someone who are familiar, something that's familiar to all us Chinese is someone is making a high official proclamation.
哇，这种的过程当中，我们都发觉呢，这个君王啊，这些总之从第二篇第一到十二节讲到的，都很多的跟王国有关系的事情。
And then we realize Psalm 2 is focusing something about the kingdom and the rulers.
那所以当我们看了第一篇跟第二篇的时候，我们就发觉有一个很特殊的情况， 第一篇是跟我们个人来去讲我们跟神之间的关系，而第二篇呢就讲到国家跟神之间的关系了。
So by comparing someone and some two, we realize someone is about something about us personally, and yet some two is about kingdoms and rulers.
然后我们再来去看，第三篇。
If we go on to Psalm 3,
那一开始告诉我们这一篇的诗是在怎么的景况之下来去写出来的。
And what is the background of Psalm 3 when it was written?
就是讲到大卫的儿子亚撒龙去追杀那个自己的爸爸的过程当中，那诗人大卫唱出来的一个诗篇。
This is a psalm written by David when he fled from his son Absalom.
那这里讲到我的敌人，那个敌人其实就是他的儿子咯。
As the opening of Psalm 3, you talk about how many are my foes. Foes is referring to his son.
你想一下，如果你的儿子追杀你的时候，有没有人在旁边议论你呢？有的，在这里说，有些人议论大卫，说他得不到神的帮助。
Can you imagine if your sons are trying to kill you and chase after you, would you receive some gossip and a judgment from others? Yes, indeed, there are people who start judging David.
但是这个诗人大卫呢，在这里呢提到他是躺下可以睡觉，因为耶和华会保佑他的。
And yet David say, I can lie down and sleep for God is the one who sustained David.
甚至很多百姓，成万的百姓来去追杀他，他也不怕。
Even there are tens of thousands of enemies who go after David, he was not afraid.
所以呢，你就可以理解到这里呢是一个很特殊的情况。
So as you can imagine, this is a truly special circumstance.
当我们再看下去的时候，我们看到，因为神啊，你将我的敌人的腮骨呢，去打断了。
And as we continue reading on, we realize God is the one who defeat David's enemy.
我看看这里有什么问题。所以呢，在这里我们看到第三篇的写作的目的在哪里呢？
So what is the purpose of Psalm 3?
就是谈到的敌人。
That is, we need to pay attention to the foes.
那敌人原来就是我们家里的人了。
And it turns out the foes are the family members in our own family.
你有没有想过，当你读神的话语的时候，旁边你的家人在去啰啰嗦嗦，或者是以你为敌的时候，你会读经读得乐吗？
Can you imagine when you are reading the scripture, meanwhile your own family members are against you, are you able to have a heart to enjoy God's word?
但是诗人大卫在第三篇里面说，虽然我的敌人、我的家人来去追杀我，我还是有安乐的，因为神带领我、保守我。
And yet, David mentioned, even though my foes are within my family, and yet because God is the one who is leading me, sustaining me, I do have peace, and I'm able to lie down.
当我们在读第四篇的时候。
And if we go to Psalm 4,
那你记得哈，是编排节，特意的摆在第四篇哦。
Please realize it is the editorial team purposely placed Psalm 4 in its position.
当你跟家人有争执的时候，有吵架的时候，有困难的时候。
When you encounter conflict within your own family members.
在读第四篇的时候，
then we come to Psalm 4.
你就发觉神会听我的祷告的。
And you realize God is the one who is able to hear your cry.
神会去分别谁是虔诚人呢？然后就归他自己的。
God is able to divide and find out who is righteous, who belongs to him.
诗人大卫说，我求告耶和华的时候，他会听我的。
And Psalmist David say, God is the one who is able to hear me and answer me.
而且在第四篇说，他能够躺下睡觉，睡得香的。
And mentioned in Psalm 4 that David is able to lie down and have a good sleep.
我们不会有忧郁症的。
We won't suffer depression.
那你就可以看到第四篇将我们告诉我们，除了敌人之外，我们遇到任何的问题，其实都可以在依靠神的基础上面能够睡得安康香甜。
So what Psalm 4 is trying to stress is that besides foes, even under other difficult situations, we are able to lie down and sleep because of the Lord.
然后第五篇告诉我们什么呢？
And then we come to Psalm 5.
因为我们是在生活当中有太多的问题，所以我们都想要求神。
Because we have so much troubles and problems in life, we all have a desire to seek help from God.
所以我们一直在去向他祈求咯。
And therefore, we cry to our God.
我们也知道神是恨恶那些作恶的人。
And we know God hates the evil ones.
那你要记得，这个是要你明白神是会对这些恶人去灭绝他们，去打击他们，不喜欢他们。
And we need to have a good understanding that God will punish the wicked. God will strike down the evil.
而且神是公义的神，他会以公义来去带领我们走前面的路的。
And God is a righteous God. He will lead us in to walk on the righteous path.
神是喜欢我们心里有诚实的。
God wants us to have a transparent and truthful heart.
他会带领我们的。
God will lead us.
他如果我们投靠他的话，我们就可以喜乐了。
If we trust in the Lord, God will give us joy.
到第五篇，这是我所说的，是一个序言的最后，他说神会赐福给义人的。
So Psalm 5 is the end of prologue. What God is saying that He will reward the righteous.
所以你看到第五篇的这个写作的目的在哪里呢？
And then what is the purpose of Psalm 5?
愿他们就是我们读神的话语的人呢，愿我们呢喜乐时常的欢呼。
So it was mentioned here that the purpose is for its reader to enjoy, to sing for joy.
那问题就是我们是不是义人？
And the question is, are we the righteous one?
如果我们是义人，神会赐福给义人的。
If we are righteous,God will definitely reward the righteous ones.
所以当我们理解到头五篇诗篇的整个编排的过程当中的时候，就有一个这样的理解了。
If we understand the arrangement of the five psalms, then we have a clear insight of this.
那第一篇就是跟我们来去讲话的，第二篇是讲到国家万民的，第三篇讲到我们家人跟我们之间的关系的。
So, Psalm 1 is about a personal conversation. Psalm 2 is about national level. Psalm 3 is about a family level.
然后整个头五篇诗篇给我们看到世界整个的神与人之间的关系。
And the entire five Psalms are mentioned about the relationship between God and man.
那刚才我们说我们不知前路，所以心里惶恐的这种的感觉。但是当我们读了诗篇头五篇的时候，我们就发觉哇，好像我的眼界大开，明白我可以跟从神，就乐起来了。
As I mentioned before, in the beginning, we worry because we are uncertain about our future. And yet, when we come to the first Psalms, we realize our eyes can be opened up. All of the sudden, we are certain about our future. And we begin to have joy.
刚才我们说我们明白神的旨意，神是不是跟我们玩捉迷藏的游戏呢？
As I mentioned before, is God playing hide and seek with us so we don't understand his will?
应该不会的嘛。
Of course not.
那你看看现在我们看了五篇的诗篇的时候，我们难读吗？难明白吗？
So as we just been through the five Psalms, is it difficult for us to understand now?
那如果不难的话，你再用这个心情来去看看第一篇的时候。
If it is not difficult anymore, let us come back someone with such attitude.
刚才我们说是跟我们个人来去说的。
As I mentioned before, this is Psalm about our individual fellowship.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，这个难明白吗？
So it is hard to understand. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers now.
那你想一下，他这里说，你白天思想神的话语，晚上也思想神的话语，那个这个人就有福了，这个难明白吗？
So it's difficult to understand the words in verse 2, but whose delights in the law of the Lord and who meditate on his law day and night?
那如果你不明白，用一个例子给你知道，你就好像一个树栽在溪水旁，然后有水供应，你就越来越更好了。那难明白神的话语吗？
So it is still difficult for us to understand. Verse 3 comes like this, that the person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season.And whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prospers.
然后再告诉我们，恶人不是这样的。
And continue on saying, not so the wicked.
恶人的经历跟我们义人是不同的。
The path of the wicked is very different and totally different from the righteous one.
耶和华是明白我们的义人的道路。恶人的去灭亡，但是我们跟从神，神带领我们。
God truly understands the way of the righteous. He's one who's going to lead us. Not so for the wicked. They are going to be destroyed.
所以你就可以明白，当我们读完诗篇第一篇的时候。
As we finish Psalm 1, we can come to a realization.
哇，原来神的话语是很简单、清楚、明白，而且我说读诗篇头五篇，将我们的眼界打开，明白我们怎么样去乐起来。
So as we read Psalm 1, we realize it is truly a revelation for us and open our side, so we can have joy in our heart.
所以今天我们用诗篇来去明白我们应该怎么样去享受读经乐。
So I would like to use Psalm for us to meditate and enjoy reading God's word.
但是在我们的生活当中有很多令我们困惑的事情，让我们这个乐趣呢就慢慢模糊起来了，就没办法读经乐了。
And yet,In our life, there are so many things that bother and stress us that we start to lose the joy of reading God's word.
那刚才我已经说了，诗篇不是单单一两个人去写的，很多人写的。所以，当我们从诗篇第六篇一直读到诗篇一百五十篇的过程当中，整个一百五十篇的里面的那个诗人的经历，哎，刚刚好就套进我们的生活的整个的方方面面。
And yet, as I mentioned before, there are many psalmists who composed different psalms in the book of Psalms. And therefore, once we go beyond first five psalms, from Psalm 6 to Psalm 150, we can experience and enjoy different perspectives, different understanding. And through their writing, we can have a true peace and joy.
而且这个方方面面，既然跟我们生活是很吻合的，
and their experience, their aspect of life can relate to us, and then we can truly coincide and understand where they are coming from, and help us to have a further understanding.
所以，当整个诗篇读完的过程当中， 我们就发觉，其实跟我们的生活所困惑的，可以是理解怎么样去解惑的。So
once we finish the entire book of Psalms, we can actually find answers when we face our daily life.
那今天我们就来去从诗篇几个例子来去学习一下吧。
So let us pick some examples in Psalms.
诗人对神的仰望。
First, that how psalmist focus and see God.
你想一下，昨天我有一个很大的一个经历。
I have a special experience yesterday.
因为你知道我去年得了那个 COVID-19 哦。
As I mentioned before, I have suffered COVID-19 last year.
但是我们的董事会的主席那个也在几个礼拜之前也得了 COVID-19.
And the chairperson of our board also COVID-19 last week.
他们的家人不想我们知道。
So his family members do not want to share this news with us.
那直到刚刚过去的礼拜一，我才知道。I
only realized this last Monday.
而且是已经到了很 critical 的时间。
For he has already getting to a very critical stage.
那礼拜五的时候，我下午就去医院去那个 ICU 来去探望我们的董事会主席。
So last Friday, I went to hospital ICU to visit the chairperson.
对神的仰望就是神啊，你拯救他。
So I cry out to the Lord, Lord, may you save him.
那他的医生说他的生存的那个几率呢，只有1%。
And the doctor said his survival rate is only 1%.
所以我们对神的仰望就是神啊，你的神迹要出现。So
this is our prayer that God may your miraculous work being done.
昨天礼拜六，那他的家人都告诉我们，他已经走了。And
yesterday, his family member informed us that he has passed away.
那我们对神的仰望好像就是没了。And
it seems like we lose hope in the Lord.
但是诗篇39篇第7、第9节告诉我们。And
yet, verse 7 and verse 9 from Psalm 39 says,
本来礼拜五的时候我们就是第7节主啊。 如今我们等什么呢？我们的指望在乎你。
We are more like verse 7 last Friday. We cry out to Lord, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you.
但是礼拜六的时候，我们就说， 神啊，因我所遭遇的是出于你，就默然不语。
And yet yesterday Saturday we cry out more like verse 9. I was silent. I will not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this.
那诗人对神的仰望就跟我们每天的生活结合起来。
So the experience of the psalmist can truly reflect what we are experiencing daily.
诗人说，我的指望在乎你。
The psalmist say, my hope is in you.
但是同时，诗人也说，如果你要我遭遇这些的时候，我也默然不语。
And yet, at the same time, the psalmist say, I was silent, and I would not open my mouth for what you have done.
这两天呢，我跟一些我们的同工顾问呢，在分享一个议题。
So, as I was sharing this passage with my co-workers,
我们很少去谈保罗所说的那一句话。
We seldom mention the word written by Paul.
我觉得我早一点去见神是好的无比的。
I'd rather to see the Lord early, which is the best.
现在跟你说啊，你要不要好的无比啊？
And now my challenge to you is, are you willing to seek the best?
你说是不是你不要讲笑话了
？And you say, Pastor Chu, stop joking.
我不想死啦。
I don't want to die.
但是我们的信仰不是说，好像保罗说，好的无比了吗
？But isn't this our faith that we rather to see our Lord?
所以我们这
like just said.
所以我们在信仰当中的挣扎、生存跟死亡。其实对我们来说也是一种困惑。
And therefore, we do face perplexed as we face death and daily struggles.
所以你看，诗人在三十九篇第七、第九节给我们对神的这个关系、跟神的关系、对神的仰望的那个渴求，是有一个很好的提醒哦。
And therefore, this serves a good reminder of verse 7, 8, 9 here for us to experience life.
那当我们看到诗人期待拯救的时候
And as we see how psalmist seeking for salvation.
那你记得刚才我们说吗？大卫的儿子追杀他。那当然他期待拯救咯。
As we have seen what David has written when his son is chasing after him, try to kill him,
所以呢,
he is definitely seeking for salvation.
所以当诗人期待拯救的时候，他的心就是向着神说，耶和华，求你不要向我止住你的慈悲呀。
And as people crying out for help, they will cry, do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord.
但是同时呢，诗人又想到，哦，我现在所遭遇的这个很多的困惑，有可能是我的罪，是现在是追上我来了。
And the psalmist also have a reflection, the reason why he is in trouble is most likely because of his own sin.
而且他讲到他的罪孽呢，比那个头发还要多。
He mentioned that his sin has overtaken me, and they are more than the hairs of my head.
那你可以想象，当我们在求神啊，神啊，你救我，救我，救我的过程当中的时候，我们也要内自省。发觉我们有很多的罪孽，很可能这些罪孽追上了我们。
So as we cry to the Lord for help and asking for to be saved. At the same time, we need to do self-re-examination regarding to, is there any sin in me that caused this? Is there anything I need to repent?
我们再来看诗篇41篇。
So if we continue on to Psalm 41,
这里又有另外一个例子，就是讲到诗人怎么样对敌人的这个表现是在哪里的呢？
It talk about Psalmist's reaction to his foe.
那肯定在这一篇里面呢，就是说这个诗人呢得了病了。Most
likely, this psalmist has contrast a disease.
那在这里呢，第八节就是说有怪病贴在这个诗人身上，使他躺卧在那里起不来。
The psalmist has been afflicted with a very strange disease that he was not able to get up from his bed.
而且呢，诗人的好朋友啦，都用脚来踢他。
And to a point, even psalmist's friend start to kick and despise the psalmist.
在这种的情况之下，这个诗人心里怎么样去想呢？ 第十节告诉我们，他就说：“耶和华，求你怜恤我，让我起来，来报复他们。”
So what is the thinking process of this psalmist at this point? At verse 10, the person wrote, "But may you have mercy on me, Lord, raise me up so I may repay them."
你看到诗人。 对，在遇到不同的困局的时候，困惑的时候，他会怎么样去想事情？其实跟我们差不多的。So
as we see, the psalmist is seeking for revenge. His thinking process is very similar to all of us.
那就好像这里十一节就看到诗人跟神呢，好像有个 bargain 的。 做法就是说，如果呢你去将我的敌人打垮的话呢，那就让他们知道你是喜爱我咯。So
the psalmist continue on to verse 11. He start to bargain with God. Say, God, if you punish my enemy, then I this can serve as a testimony that I'm pleasing your sight.
那我们又来看另外一个例子。
Then we can continue on to another example.
这里也谈到我们在困惑当中其中一个情况，就是我们看不到神，寻不到他的一个很大的感觉，困惑的感觉。
Here the psalmist reflect a situation that he couldn't find God. He start to feel confused. They are lost. He's lost.
那我们跟人家说我们是有神的那个人，但是神在哪里呀？找不到啊。然后人家我们的朋友、敌人在旁边说：“那你的神在哪里呀？” Sometimes
it happened to us too. We claim we're Christians, and sometimes we couldn't see God's existence, and other people start to question our faith. Saying, where is your God?
那你看看看我们基督徒，有时候找不到工作，有时候会失恋，有时候跟老婆老公吵架。在整个过程当中，人家说你的神在哪里？我们自己也说我的神在哪里
？And a lot of time, we too Christians, we may face job loss. We may have relationship issues. People may start to challenge and question us. Say, where is your God? Even to a point, we ask for the same thing. Where is God?
所以诗人告诉我们，我们不要纳闷神在哪里。在这种的情况当中，诗人还是告诉我们，神，我们要以神为乐。Even
under such circumstance, the psalmist continue to remind us, we need to trust God. God is always there.
我们基督徒能不能够讲粗话呢？
Can we Christians curse?
那我们能不能够对我们敌人来去讲那种咒诅的话呢？
Can we curse our enemies?
哇，当我读到诗篇109篇的时候，我都吓呆了。
As I read Psalm 109, I was astonished.
那你看到第八节，他怎么骂人家呢？愿他的年日短少，愿别人得他的职分。
I was amazed. The psalmist say, in verse 8, say, may his days be few. May others take his place of leadership.
哇，你看到诗人是咒诅。人他的敌人呢，要他短命，而且呢没工作做。
So as we can see, the psalmist is actually curse his enemy, wishing the person die soon and wish someone else to take over his job.
这里更说，愿他的儿女成为孤儿我。那这不是这个敌人要死掉才他的儿女才能够成为孤儿吗？
And he even said, may his children be fatherless, which means he must die.
而且呢，他的太太呢，成为寡妇。
And his wife, a widow.
还不止，还有他的儿女呢，没有爸爸妈妈，还要漂流讨饭，做乞丐咯。
Not only that, he continued on saying, may his children be wandering beggars.
哦，还有他的债主还要追他的追杀他，连死了都还要追他的还债哦。
Not only that, may a creditor seize all he has even after his death.
哇，十三节更厉害了，愿他的后人断绝名字跟涂抹，不能传到下一代哦。
Not only that, verse 13 even say, may his descendants be cut off, their names blotted out from the next generation.
那个后面的，还要讲到前面呢，十四节，愿他的祖宗的罪孽给耶和华来去纪念，然后惩罚他们。
So it, all previous was mentioned about his descendants, and yet from verse 14, may the iniquities of his fathers be remembered before the Lord.
那我看到诗篇一百零九篇，我真的难以相信的，但是都在诗篇里面讲出，从第一节到三十一节，哇，讲出来的咒诅呢太多了。
I was shocked by reading Psalm 109. I see full of curses from verse 1 all the way to verse 31.
但是真的，这个就是我们心里想过的这些话语。
And yet, psalmist is merely reflecting what our thinking.
所以你就是想象，当我们看到这几个例子的时候。
So as we have just read through the few examples I brought up,
就是在我们的困惑当中，我们找不到神，但是诗人将他们困惑像我们的一样的情况也写出来，但是他们还是找到神。
And yet the psalmist merely reflect the same confusions we have that we couldn't find God. And yet at the end, they say they trust God and find God.
所以今天我们用读经乐的那个题目来分享的时候。
So as we use the theme of the joy of reading God's word,
我们从第一篇到第五篇这个诗篇的序言来去告诉我们，其实整个诗篇就是要让人读神的话语来去乐起来的，我们也要享受这个读经乐。
So we focus on Psalm 1 to Psalm 5 as the prologue of Psalms in order for us to be motivated and inspired to read God's word with joy.
同时我们也说，我们有时候会给很多的事情困惑，以致我们没办法读经的诗篇，这是诗人，他也有很多不同的情况。 跟我们一样的，但是
And sometimes we say there are And sometimes we say there are so many troubles and stress in our daily life that we couldn't have a heart or attitude of reading God's word. And yet, by reading the examples we have, we realize that psalmists, they have been through the same situation like us, and they can reflect our emotion and understanding.
So today, I use one of the Bible, 诗篇来去谈到读经乐的时候，你就可以明白，我一天读五篇，每个月就读一次整个诗篇，每年就读十二次的那个效果，就一定让我读经很有乐趣出现了。
So as I share my pattern and reading practice with you, is that I read 5 psalms a day. So by the end of month, I can finish the entire psalm.And by reading the entire psalm monthly, you can understand why I do enjoy reading God's word.
那我这种的习惯从1985年就这样开始咯。
And I start to cultivate such practice since 1985.
那你看到诗人，这很多人物啊，这些诗人呢，他生活里面怎么样去跟神相遇呢？
So then we can...find out how the psalmist has encountered with God through their writings.
有时候我也好像诗人一样向神来希求，神啊，你帮助我，帮助我啦。
And sometimes I'm just like the psalmist seeking God's help.
那有时候我也像诗人一样，我在仰望神的过程当中，也遇到很多没办法那个按照我的心愿能够成就的事情，我就以为我的指望在神，但是神就要让我经历这些，我就默然不语了。
And I'm just like a psalmist. Sometimes, though I ask God for help, and yet I face frustration. I do not see my prayer got answered. And at the end, I realize I need to keep silent.
那所以我又看到，其实我的敌人。甚至魔鬼撒旦常常在攻击我的过程当中，围绕我的过程当中，我也像诗人一样，我知道最终神会解围的。
Though I'm like a psalmist who were surrounded by enemies attack, and yet I know at the end, God will open a way for me, and He will solve all the problems.
然后我就发觉神。那个跟我之间的关系是好像诗人一样，跟神的关系是很亲密的。我就觉得神是无转无少无所不在的，我何惧既有呢
？Once I see the reading, writing of the psalm, I realized that the relationship with the psalmist they're very close and intimate, and I realized I too hold the same relationship.With the Lord, I realize God is truly everywhere.
弟兄姐妹们，诗篇只是圣经里面一卷而已。
Dear brothers and sisters, the book of Psalms is merely one book in the Bible.
还有65卷，那我们好好去享受的话，我们一定可以读经乐趣起来。
There are 65 other books. If we have a right attitude, try to enjoy it, we can truly experience the joy of reading.
求主帮助，我们一起来祷告。
May God help us. Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你的话语已经临到我们，摆在我们的面前。
For you have Place your own words before us.
当我们愿意打开来的时候，我们就可以像诗人一样经历你与我们同在的这个乐趣。
If we're willing to open it, we can be like the psalmist to enjoy this book.
当我们不打开的时候，我们就没可能有这种的乐趣。
If we keep it closed, we are not able to enjoy.
当我们今天我们来到你的面前学习到读经乐的那个经历的时候， 我们就愿意从今开始好好的去享受你跟我们之间的那个亲密的关系。
As we come before you today to understand the joy of reading Psalms, we can build up a relationship with you with joy.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.